You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mayor DeHaan, CEO at Prime 5 Homes, a real estate development company that specializes in building eco-friendly, modern, and sustainable homes in Los Angeles, California. Mayor is also the founder of a charity called the Dream Builders Project. Mayor, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Eric. It's my pleasure.
Tell us, why did you get into the property development market for starters?
That's a great question. I grew up in the West Los Angeles, Hollywood area. So predominantly, it seemed to be very obvious choice for me when I was picking which neighborhood I wanted to develop in. I tended to rely on the neighborhoods that I'm familiar with, and so I decided to pick the West Hollywood area. I did get into real estate when I was very young, so I always had an eye on it, and I've grown up in this neighborhood since I was a child, and I've managed to live there for the past 30 years, so I feel like I have a great understanding of the community, its creative touch, and necessarily where the future is going to be in the next 20 years.
And how important are environmentally friendly and sustainability concepts?
They're so important. I feel like it's more of a trend than it is a standard so far, and those concepts need to be transformed into actual standards where people are accustomed to being eco-friendly and being as environmentally sustainable as possible within the budget. We have to be understanding that there are restrictions and it is a new market. However, we can still find a way to be as proactive as possible by attempting new things and trying different eco-friendly options in our houses, such as solar or water capture and recycled materials.
Tell us, what value does community relationships have to you on a personal and professional level?
That's a good question also. On a personal level, I feel like it's always been a great cornerstone to my value system. Having an understanding that an involvement in your community, a direct involvement in whatever way you can, whether it's getting behind projects, supporting different campaigns, working with nonprofits. I've had the benefit of supporting such great projects as the LA River Revitalization Corps and nonprofits like Lupus LA and Habitat for Humanity. And on a professional level, it's found a way to transform what is just business into something that's a bit higher level than what's the norm, and allotted me the ability to collaborate and encounter so many different individuals from so many different backgrounds. I would say it's been a godsend, and I would level it, just as high as the priority of making money is the priority of being involved in your community on every level possible.
Today, we're joined by Mayor DeHaan, CEO at Prime 5 Homes, a real estate development company that specializes in building eco-friendly, modern, and sustainable homes in Los Angeles, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mayor, we know that you also run a charity called the Dream Builders Project. Starting a charity certainly isn't easy. Why did you decide to go down this path?
I decided it was more of a personal reason. The company as a whole has always been very charitable. We try to have a corporate karma outlook on life and be as giving as possible. However, several years ago, or about 3 years ago exactly, I lost a very dear friend of mine. And in an attempt to sort of console myself and work my way back up to where I was before, I found that the best solace I had was to give back and to be directly involved in creating activities to support my community. So I created and founded the Dream Builders Project with the intent purpose on creating a more organized and efficient nonprofit environment where people like myself and other groups could give, donate, and volunteer. And it would be on a much more optimal playing field where we really know where our money's going and we know what we're doing. And it sort of has blended into my professional life where we've managed to create a corporate environment of giving, and we support the Dream Builders Project from our nonprofit, Prime 5 Homes. And together we're able to accomplish a lot and have a vast impact in a short amount of time.
And what does the Dream Builders Project contribute to the community?
It's a three-prong attack. Prong one is directly giving to local nonprofits and foundations that are having a strong and efficient impact. Prong two is to create social projects and activities like flash mobs to feed the homeless, back-to-school events, and visitations and remodels of orphanages internationally to instigate more community involvement. And the last prong or branch would be we have an annual gala that supports Children's Hospital LA, the Audrey Hepburn Care Center, which primarily takes care of abused and physically and emotionally abused children. And that three-prong attack allows us to create the biggest impact, I feel, and have the most diverse response to what our community really needs.
Excellent. Really awesome what you're doing in that regard. And lastly, why do you think business should give back to the community? I know that you're giving back, but why should one overall give back to the community?
I love that question. I've been asked that question for so many years, and I've noticed that my answer sort of transforms. I came up with the concept of corporate karma about 4 years ago, which basically means a company in the same concept as a person has a corporate responsibility to give back and to enrich and enlarge the community in which it does business in. And for our business, this means a sort of social responsibility and the opportunity to create an environment for our people and the community to interact and become closer. And I feel like the most important lesson from that most people don't get to enjoy is that through the process of giving back to your community and being involved on a business level, we can often find the solutions to most of our problems and a proper path to a more industrious and successful financial future for everybody.
Well, Mayor, certainly has been good to connect with you and to tell us more about your company and your charity as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Prime 5 Homes as well as your charity, the Dream Builders Project.
Thanks for asking, Eric. They can visit dahanproperties.com, which is D-A-H-A-N, properties.com, and that will toggle them to the different websites like Prime 5 Homes, Prime 5 Homes, spelled out, three words, .com, which will give them a portfolio of the kind of houses and projects we work on and the neighborhoods in which we develop and some sort of the larger scale plan. And they can also visit our nonprofit website at thedreambuildersproject.com. That's thedreambuildersproject.com, where they can find out about our initiatives, upcoming events, galas, parties, and donate directly.
Well, Mayor, we certainly do appreciate your time, all the success to you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate you having me on your show.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly has been ours. We've been speaking with Mayor Dahan, CEO at Prime 5 Homes, a real estate development company that specializes in building eco-friendly, modern, and sustainable homes in Los Angeles, California. And once again, the websites of reference is dahanproperties.com, prime5homes.com, and thedreambuildersproject.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.